AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio.
Welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up? What's up? This is Robin Dixon. Thank you for being here once again.
Yes, we end up building, and we're actually still in our
studio.
Yeah, we're back in our studio. I don't know how we feel about the studio. It's starting to grow on me a little bit.
Yeah, we're gonna have to see. We're gonna have to see how we feel about it.
Yes, so. Yes, we're gonna have to see. You know what I'm saying? But you know,
You know, of course, I prefer my home. But
of course. Of course. But in your home does not have like a contact high smell. And
true.
Yes. But I don't. I think I like being having a contact high a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm about to start talking crazy.
Good. All right. Well, we like a crazy talking Giselle. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yes. Anyway, do you have a reasonably shady moment?
You go first.
I'm gonna go first. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. First. So my reasonably shady moment, and it actually happened a little while ago, and I need to explain it because so many people were like DMing me because I put up a video. Mm-hmm. Right. I took Angela Nador to Cabo.
Okay.
For spring break. I think based off of your recommendation, because mm-hmm. Robin had gone a couple times. She said she liked it. So I was like, okay, let me check out this little Cabo thing situation over there on the other side
of the
country.
Well, you were already going to Cabo. You asked me about the hotel I stayed in.
But I think I just was like, is this good? Yeah.
Okay.
Stayed at Nobu.
Okay.
And one of the days that we were there, stayed at Nobu, and then we went over to the Waldorf. That's how we ended it. But anyway, one of the days that we were at Nobu, Angel was like, I want to ride some horses.
Okay.
Of course, inspired by Miss Beyonce. Well, I don't even know if it was inspired by Beyonce. They just wanted to ride some horses.
Okay.
So I said, no, I don't want to ride any horses. I don't
Beyonce
like it.
Beyonce credit for everything.
Right? It's not my thing. They scare me, whatever. So, of course, that's what my kids wanted to do. So we get to the place, and in order for you to get to the horses, you have to walk over this rickety, roped up bridge.
Okay.
So our guide, our man to take us over to the horses said, this is how we figure out who has drank too much tequila if they can't make it over the bridge.
Oh my God.
And it was like noon. So it was like, okay, no one has drank. And right. This is what I'm thinking. I'm surely sober, right? So I was like, okay, this is going to be an easy little walk. Mm. So I get to walking and the bridge starts shaking like from side
like
to side,
suspension
from side
bridge.
To side. And I was like, oh no, I'm holding on to the side. And I'm like, oh no, oh no. I could barely move. And I felt and looked like 82 years old. Like that's, I was just like, what has happened?
So did your girls go ahead of you?
No. Well, okay. One was ahead of me. Angel was ahead of me. Adora was behind me.
Okay.
The man, our guide, comes to get me so I can hold on to him so I can make it off the bridge.
Was it really high? I'm sorry to...
Is the bridge high?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was high. Okay. Off the ground?
Yeah.
Yes!
Okay.
So later that day...
And what's under the bridge?
Dirt.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
So later that day...
I just said I would be... I'm scared of heights. So yeah. I'm terrified.
It was...
So
I was beyond terrified. Later that day, Adora sends me a video.
Okay.
And it's of me that she took behind me. And she's laughing. Because she was shaking the bridge the entire time.
No, she was?
Yes. She was like shaking it and shaking it and shaking it. She was like, I was like, Adore, you had me thinking I couldn't walk straight.
Oh my God.
She was like, hee hee, my ass.
Oh no.
Yeah, Adore, you're shady for that. And in the video, she was like, Mommy, you can do it. You can do it.
Oh my God.
And she's like shaking the whole thing. Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. I would have been crying.
I was so upset.
I probably would have sat down and just like started crying. If I couldn't walk and it was shaking and it felt unstable and
right.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe she did that. Y'all could have like, she could have broken the bridge.
She's 17 and doesn't care. But the man came and helped me, so I made it through. But Adore is shady.
The man didn't bother to say,
he was kind of laughing.
This lady, cut it out.
He was kind of laughing a little bit. So Adore, you are the shady moment of my week, ma'am. So I posted it. People were like, oh my God, why would she do that to you? I'm like, because she's Adore.
Right.
That's why. She's a little Giselle.
I saw a video, but I didn't know she was shaking it.
Yeah, so you can't see her shaking it.
Yeah.
Because she's shaking it and she's holding the phone.
Yeah.
So yeah, terrible.
So how did people know that she was shaking it?
She told me. But oh, no, they don't know. But I'm talking, like, I wrote on the top. Like, she was shaking it the whole time.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I missed
that part. Okay. All right. Okay. Got it. Okay.
Yes. Adore's horrible.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're safe.
Yes. Safe and sound. And I was not drinking tequila. I was very sober. By the way, the mezcal, because you know it's my new drink now.
Oh, is it?
Mezcal. Yeah. I have left Reposado in the, you know.
Why?
Behind me. Because mezcal is even better because it's small batch. Jason talking.
Okay.
It's small batches and they take their time with it. It's very smoky and earthy.
Okay.
And I just like how it goes down.
Okay.
Yeah. So mezcal is what I'm doing.
So is it stronger?
It is. Like I'll drink two of those and I'm kind of drunk. Yeah. I'm feeling good.
Okay. Do you have like a brand that you like?
I've been drinking Illegal.
Okay.
A lot of restaurants locally have that. But in Mexico, I was like, just liquor me up.
Oh my
just
gosh.
Just bring it on.
Okay.
And I bought some in the airport coming home.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you got on the horse?
I did get on the horse. So we get to the horse stables and I said, nope, not doing it.
Yeah.
I started like totally like shaking and freaking out.
Yeah, that's what you did in the Cayman Islands.
Yes. So I said to the guy, like, I'm just going to walk next to the horse.
Yeah.
He's like, he said, ma'am, you see that hill over there? That it was like a mountain.
Yeah.
He said, that's where we're going. So if you want to walk that whole way? So I said, no. And then Angel was like, Mommy, you can do it.
Oh,
they punked
God.
Me. You can do it. So the guy says to me, I will pull your horse the entire time.
Okay.
You don't have to do anything. Just sit on it.
Okay.
So that's how I made it through.
Okay.
But I was sweating.
Yeah. I remember in the Cayman Islands season.
I started freaking out.
4. God, that was an eternity ago.
Yeah.
We were getting on the horses to go swim. Like, were we swimming with horses?
Well,
I don't know.
Y'all, you guys went in the water.
Yeah.
You had land part and then you went in the water.
We went in the water with the horses. And you got up on that horse and you were like.
I freaked out.
You're like, get me off. Get me off. I can't do this. Get me off.
Yeah.
Get me off. And I'm looking at you. I'm like,
why
is
she
happening? Like, I know you've been around horses before. Like,
not like that. Not like, I've ridden a horse when I was like little, but I was terrified then too.
Yeah.
So
you think it's going to like buck you off or something?
Yes.
Or you, okay.
Yeah. I'm thinking it's going to like, and I've seen it happen to Adore. We took Adore, yeah. We took the girls horseback riding when they were little, and she got on the horse and the horse took off.
Yeah.
So I just feel like something's going to happen. I'm going to get thrown off and it's going to break my back.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Right. But I made it through.
Well, good for you.
And that's what they said. Once I made it through, they like, I was such a baby getting on the horse that when I came back, all the like the little horse hands were there and they were clapping. Like, they were like, she made it. Yay.
Yes. So would you do it again?
No.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely not.
I would think you'd be like, oh yeah, it's not that bad.
Hell okay. No, thank you.
All right. Okay, cool. All right. Okay, well, my shady moment came a few weeks ago, actually, so it's a little bit late. When other people decided to speak for me and spread my business for me, which, you know, we're used to people doing stuff like that, but for something this important, I think is incredibly rude. So, and I wanted to speak my own business, my own truth, my own life, my own news, and I wanted to share it out of my own mouth when the time was appropriate. And I felt that the appropriate time would be to speak on this particular subject matter would be once season 8 of The Real Housewives of Potomac was finished airing.
Yes.
Which it is now finished airing. The reunion, the last reunion episode just went off last night, Sunday, if you're listening to this on a Monday. And I wanted to respect the network and respect the show and wait until the season ended, which I think, you know, makes sense to share this news. But yes, I will not be returning to season 9 of The Real Housewives of Potomac.
Hear you say it out your mouth, like, it's like killing my heart right now. And I know this information, but like to hear you say it.
Right. It's reality.
Oh.
It's reality. The network did not invite me back. I was fired, for lack of better words. And I will not, you know, sugarcoat the situation and say, oh, I am walking away and this is a break or anything like this. This was a network decision. And, you know, and I'm okay with it. Because nothing lasts forever, and I know, you know, I had a very long run on the show.
Yes, 8 seasons is a long time.
8 seasons, for sure. And I just, you know, I don't have anything, like, written to to read off of, so I'm just, like, speaking. And I just really appreciate the time and the opportunity that I had on the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just want to say thank you to the network, Bravo, Truly Original, the production company, the executives there, the people who gave me the opportunity to be on the show, who saw something in me. In 2015, I think, was that when we filmed season 1?
Yeah, I think so,
because it premiered in 2016.
Uh-huh.
You know, the people who saw something in me and thought that they, you know, wanted me to be a part of their network, their show, their platform, and to share my story and my life, my family, my trials and tribulations, my ups and downs, and, you know, the beautiful friendships that I have on the show. So first of all, thank you to the network and the executives. Thank you to all of the producers, all of the crew that we've worked with. Thank you to the fans, of course, who've watched us from day one, especially our day oneers, who, you know, when Bravo announced The Real Housewives of Potomac was coming on and they saw, you know, this weird city, you know.
they're like, what's Potomac?
Yeah, they're like, why are we going to watch this? Yeah. And they said, well, let's give it a chance. And they watched it. They loved it. They grew with us. They told their friends who told their friends.
Yep.
And, you know, they loved us or hated us, whatever it would be, but they watched us.
Yes.
But I do want to especially thank all of the fans and viewers who have supported me, shown love to me, who have, you know, whether you directly sent me love or you prayed for me or you just have, you know, positive energy and positive thoughts around me, I appreciate you. And I hope that I inspired you, the viewers, the fans, to live your life, you know, authentically,
yep.
not feel pressure to change for anyone or for society or to impress people, and just to be yourself. And
oh, you're gonna cry? Oh, Robin, you're gonna make me cry. No, no tears. Oh, God. Okay. Well,
I'm not gonna cry. No.
Okay, go ahead.
No, and then I just wanna finish. Shit.
We don't even have tissues.
It's so crazy because, like, we still have Reasonably Shady, but I really want to say I love you.
Oh, me? Oh, no.
And it's been such a fun, amazing, stressful, crazy, wild journey the past 8 years. I couldn't imagine doing what we did, you know, with anyone else.
Because of that damn nose of hers.
But yes, but to my Green Eye Bandit, my partner in crime, like, it's the show, really. We start off as friends. It's so funny because we, for whatever reason, we were meant to sit next to each other that night.
Yes.
In, I think it was in November of, I don't know, 2011, maybe, whatever. When Charisse,
at Knockout.
Yes, at Knockout Abuse, a charity event. When Charisse invited us as her guests,
yes.
we sat next to each other at the table, and we laughed and joked like we'd known each other for years.
I know. That was so much fun. Before anybody knew us
yes.
like that.
Yes.
And we trashed the entire room.
We did. We just laughed like, every person yes. that walked past, all the drunk people, like just, you know, just had a good old time.
We
and
did.
From there, we were great friends, and then the show, you know, brought us even closer.
Yeah.
And we've, you know, been through a lot on the show and faced a lot of, like, scrutiny and judgment and hate.
Oh, God.
And we've supported each other through that. And, you know, so although we still have Reasonably Shady, I'm still going to talk to you all the time and see you all the time. You know, I hate that part of our friendship is, you know, not there anymore.
That was a very nice announcement. Okay, can I be shady now?
Yes.
Boo! This is a big boo! Oh my gosh, boo and boo. Like, and I'm not saying, you know, what's happening in the future with me. If there is another season, whether or not I'm going to be on it, whatever. I'm just saying that for there to be another season and Robin not being on it, who is like an OG, a staple to The Real Housewives of Potomac, she has been like, the sounding board, the foundation. She has been like, okay, if Robin says it's crazy, it's crazy. If Robin says it's not crazy, it's not crazy. Like, mm-hmm. you know, Robin was always the person to go to or that would give like the real to whatever the situation was. And just to like, for me to think, okay, I'm going to film a show in Potomac and I'm going to look to my left and my right and Robin's not going to be there is... different, is sad, is, I don't know, but I feel like, we have gotten beaten up. Like the past 8 seasons has been a lot, and I know it's been a lot for you and your family.
More so the past 3.
Yeah, true,
you
true.
Know,
the past 2 to 3 have been a lot.
It started off good and fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. You know, to know that, like, to continue on and, you know, I might be getting beat up by myself. potentially.
Right.
Is like, whoa. But,
right.
you know, Robin has really been the glue. And
despite what people on the outside may or may not know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to talk about false narratives and conspiracy theories, but
less. Just kidding.
But the people who know, they know.
Yeah. Well, but any of the ladies on the show will say that you are 100% the glue to the show.
Right.
So, I want to say that maybe Charisse kind of like put us all together, so to speak. But like these 7, 8 seasons, Robin has really been the glue.
And I try to... call things as I see it.
Yeah.
You know, and be fair and just help people see other sides to the story.
Yeah.
You know, I know a lot of times, Chazelle, like, that's why we like balance each other out a lot. And you see it a lot on Reasonably Shady. Like, you have an opinion and I'm like, ah,
yeah.
Have you looked at it from this angle? Or what about this? Or what do you think about this? And, you know, I think most people in life can appreciate someone like that. But, you know, sometimes that gets you, you know, turned into the bad guy or whatever. Just, but it's fine. And I, you know, there are certain elements I'm not going to miss.
Yeah, of course.
For sure.
Social media.
Yeah. Social media, just the conspiracy theories, the horrible false narratives.
Yeah.
Just the intent to misunderstand and misinterpret. But, you know, I didn't know that that's what came with the job.
No, you don't know until you know.
Right.
Yeah, you don't know until it happens to you, slams you in the face. But, you know.
But I want to just, I want to just like focus on the great experiences, you know, just being able to start businesses.
Yeah.
And from the ground up and watch people support them and, you know, it's kind of unfortunate that of the timing because I'm about to really embark on a huge business venture.
Yes.
And open my own skincare studio franchise location.
Can't wait. Glow 30.
Glow 30 in Columbia, Maryland. And that is a huge undertaking. I mean, I have to, you know, do the build out work, you know, do the construction process. I've got to find employees. I've got to get the business up and running. And so it's unfortunate that I can't share it. And I'm saying it not personally because of myself, but because the viewers will miss out on seeing someone start a business from ground up.
True.
And because I know the best part about being on the show, one of the best parts about being on the show is hearing from the viewers who say, you've inspired me to do this, whether it's, you know, to not give a damn what people think or to become an entrepreneur, to have an idea and just start a business. So it's unfortunate that they won't be able to see me start that type of business because that is a huge project, a huge undertaking.
I'm going to be all up in it.
Yes, thank you. And I think women especially should see other people doing stuff like that and saying, oh my gosh, I can totally do this. You know, let me look into a franchise that maybe I'm interested in opening and, you know, establishing jobs for my community and passing down generational wealth to my family.
Yeah.
So, you know, I hate that the viewers won't really be able to get to see that because that is a real, real thing that's going on in my life.
Well, they're gonna hear you every week on Reasonably Shady, and they're going to hear you talking about Glow 30.
Yeah. I mean, of course, on my own personal platform, I'm going to share, you know, so I'll talk about it on Reasonably Shady.
Yeah.
I'll, you know, share as much as I can on my personal Instagram account. But I just think, you know, to see it, to see it is a little bit different
for
some people.
True.
And it just to hear, like, you know, just how stressful it might be or whatever. But so that's shady moment of the week.
Super shady.
Shady moment
that's
of
called
the month.
Shady on, you know, steroids.
Yeah, I mean, we've been sitting on this for like over a month now, I guess, right?
Yeah.
About that. And, you know, of course. And I want to apologize to the people who have reached out to me, like on Instagram with nice, kind messages or saying, Robin, you know, is it true or whatever? And I ignored your messages. I don't really like having to do that.
Yeah.
But I wanted to respect
the network,
the show and the network and not really, you know, speak too much. And I just wanted to give it time. So I apologize to you all, but I do appreciate everyone who sends love and their well wishes. And I wish you all the best of, you know, wishes in the future. I really hope that the show lives on forever and ever and
and ever,
whoever and ever. Yeah. And whoever, you know, comes after me, you know, it's like, I gotta move over. I gotta make room for some other amazing people. So hopefully
we'll
amazing people, you know, on the way to fill my shoes and to
no one can fill Robin's shoes. No one. Okay. I just want to say that right now, put that out there and, you know, we'll see what the future holds.
Yeah.
Yes. But I'm going to be seeing you every week on Reasonably Shady. Whoa. Oh, Reasonably Shady is going nowhere. Let's just put that out there.
Right. And let's like be clear. I hope, you know, that the people who support me continue to support Reasonably Shady. And like I said, you know, continue, if you are interested in my life and my endeavors and, you know, what I share of my family and my business, you know, that you continue to do so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
People love you, Robin.
And I love them back.
And the LaRobins are going nowhere. Where are the LaRobins going? Yes. Nowhere. Okay. And we can't get rid of the LaRobins even if we wanted to.
I mean, yeah. They probably need a break, though. You know, just from trying to fight all the...
LaRobins been out there fighting for their damn life. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, maybe the LaRobins need a little bit of a break. Okay. So, on another kind of like weird note, sad note, but we didn't talk about it last week, and this hits home with us. Yeah. And I definitely want to touch on it now because there's like a lot of things that are coming out of it. So in the middle of the night when I was actually I think I was still on spring break, Jamal sends me, you know that guy, Jamal, my baby daddy. He sends me a video of what I thought was a cartoon, right?
Or like an AI generated
something, right? And so like
movie.
When I really got into it and looked at it, I'm like, oh, this bridge just fell in the water. Like the Key Bridge falling was, or
like that?
It fell, yeah. Did they time it? It probably fell in like seven seconds.
Like, yeah, it was like a couple of seconds for sure, a few seconds.
Disturbing.
Yeah.
Weird. You know, I don't want to get into the conspiracy of it. I don't know if The Simpsons predicted it years ago.
I know my son sent me like a TikTok that showed.
Oh, they did? I was joking. They did?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It was, yeah. I'll show it to you.
There's that.
It's a TikTok that shows like all the weird things that have happened, like the year that the queen died and all that, whatever. Yeah. And then the last one was this image of what looked like a collapsed bridge.
Wow.
Yeah. With the big old.
The Key Bridge is in Baltimore, and it is weird because like 2 days after it happened, I was still in Mexico, and they knew about it. Like all the workers in the hotel were like, "You're from Maryland? Oh, the bridge!" And I'm like, "Yeah, firsthand, being from Baltimore, and I, you know, lived near that area, that this is devastating, for the city of Baltimore.
Yes,
right, like." Yes. People who live on the other side of that bridge, they can get to the city, but that they're going to have to take like the streetway or whatever. But that bridge was so key to just like the inner workings of Baltimore.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And for so many reasons. I mean, it connected, you know, it was another way to get across the water, you know, from one side of Baltimore to the other. But it also represents a huge industry.
Yes.
A huge industry.
And that's actually what I want to talk about because these, you know, and thank God for our guy, Wes Moore. Mm-hmm. He's like completely on top of it. But I saw him in this, I think I told you, so I saw him do a press conference the other day. And he was like, he couldn't even get his words together because he's just like in it. Yeah. And I know for him, it's just, what do you say to this?
Yeah.
A boat ran into
a bridge.
One of the pillars that was holding this bridge up.
Yes.
And destroyed it.
I want to say shout out, kudos to the people that notified, I guess, the highway transportation people.
Yeah.
And stopped the traffic from crossing the bridge. So.
Good.
Yeah. So they were able to stop the traffic from crossing the bridge.
Yeah.
The people that lost their lives were workers that were on the bridge that were fixing potholes.
Yes.
And I was like, well, why didn't they, you know, why didn't they know or why didn't they see this truck coming? And apparently they must have been sleeping, taking a break.
Yes, they were sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was like, just thinking about how much of a disaster it could have been had that traffic not
absolutely
been stopped.
And thank God for the timing because it was, you know, 1:30 in the morning.
So I wonder though, like how much time elapsed since, since the first time the ship lost power.
Yeah.
To when it actually hit the bridge.
I think it was like 5 minutes or something.
Was it?
They lost power and the power came back on, I believe. And then they lost it again and then it hit. But Westmore, because apparently they need to vote on funding for this to get this done.
Right.
And the Republicans are like dragging their feet and acting like, oh, this is a Baltimore issue. This is a Maryland issue. No. And Westmore like broke it down. He's like, no, their port is the entry for so many like things that you, that for instance, he was saying the steel that's like in Idaho or something, it comes into the port of Baltimore. All these different states and cities are affected by what comes into the port of Baltimore.
Right.
So no, Republicans, this is not a Maryland issue. Right. This is not a Baltimore issue. This is a country issue.
Right.
So I don't know if y'all have passed it already, but get into it.
Yeah. Yeah. There could be a huge domino effect. A huge domino effect.
It's already happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that they figured out a way that for a temporary, like, causeway that the boats could go through, but that's only going to be temporary and they need to like get it fixed ASAP.
Yeah, that's insane.
But it's, you know, so just like we're going to pray for Baltimore, but pray for everything because it is a fallout system going on.
Yeah. It was just crazy like watching those images of that ship hit the bridge and it just...
I watched it like 40 times.
Collapsed.
I just was like... First I was like watched like the first 10 times like this is not real.
Right.
And then I kept watching it thinking... Wow. Like, and it's so, I'm so terrible. I remember when I lived in Baltimore, I would go over that bridge and at the end of it around to the right and down in this little shopping area was a bakery with like the best cupcakes. And I know that they're not there anymore.
Yeah.
But I'm like, how are we going to get the cupcakes?
Right. You got to drive all the way around the other way.
Yes.
Yes. So that bridge, for people who don't know, that connects the Beltway.
Yes.
Surrounding Baltimore. So if you're on that side of town and you need to get across the bridge to the other side of town, to that, you know, just across the bridge, now you have to go all the way around the Beltway the other way, which is like super long. Or I guess you can go through the tunnel, but the tunnel is like, there's like tolls on the tunnel. So I think the Key Bridge was more so for people who didn't want to pay the tolls going through the tunnel. It's just, I mean,
but it's... But now everybody has to do it. So imagine the traffic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. The traffic's going to be crazy. Yeah. So that's wild. Speaking of Baltimore and like the steel industry, like there's all types of just industries in the Baltimore area that involve like chemicals and all types of stuff. So speaking of that...
But there's nothing leaking. They did find that out. So
I saw something sitting on top of the water, but I guess it's not.
They said that nothing was, they did the chemical testing or whatever.
Okay.
And there's nothing leaking from those containers that are on that ship.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Which is good for the crabs and the fish, by the way. Yes. Okay.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. So last episode I talked about my results from my food and allergy test.
Oh, yes.
Also did a toxin test
to see if you're toxic.
Yes.
Are you toxic?
I'm extremely toxic.
I knew that, but I wasn't gonna say anything.
What?
Because I knew you were a toxic person.
What?
I'm joking. No. Okay. Okay. No. What's the toxins?
So I'm extremely toxic with certain. I can't remember. I don't have the report in front of me, but there are certain toxins that are in my body that are really high. And so my nutritionist was like, do you live near a chemical plant?
Wow.
Yes. So
But this is important.
It's important for everyone. It's actually kind of freaky. It's really freaky.
Because those toxins cause cancer.
Yes. It's really freaky. So she did a, it's a website you can go on. I need to find this. I wish I had this information in front of me before I just started telling you guys this information. So it's a website you can go on, you can put your address in, and it'll tell you like a radius of 5, 10, 20 miles or whatever, like what toxins or what, you know, what's in the environment.
So what's in yours?
It's just, it's, gosh, I can't remember. It's stuff that makes my body toxic. Like there's toxins in my body. So I imagine all the people who live in my area, in the surrounding areas of Baltimore, because I'm in Howard County, which is, you know, a good 20 minutes outside of Baltimore City.
But are there any industry plants?
There's tons. Baltimore is a blue collar town. So there's tons of industries, but you're not in
Baltimore.
Chemical plants. And so I got to look it up. There was a chemical plant that had 12 infractions over the course of, you know, a year.
Oh, damn.
And just, okay, you have infractions, but like nothing's being done. They keep repeating the same infractions and the same putting out the same level of whatever chemicals or toxins.
This,
and so
this could be, what's the girl's name?
Aaron Brockovich.
Yes.
Yeah.
How did you know I was talking about that? This could be an Aaron Brockovich. This is a Robin Dixon situation.
Yeah.
We going to court.
But this is like, what, it's not just me, clearly.
I know. Yeah. But I mean, you know, you're the spokesperson for this. We're going to court.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need, okay, can you give us your toxology toxin report?
Yeah, I'm going to, I'll pull it up. I should have like.
Next episode.
Yeah, I should have. We will have it. But I think this is good information to have. So I now have a sauna. Because so there's certain things that you do to like detoxify. Saunas are detoxifying.
You put that in your house?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's a portable sauna. Yeah. It's like,
let me go get me myself a portable sauna. Well, you know, I'd be doing this all the time. Oh, it's just, you know, I have a sauna now and I have a heated toilet and I have water shooting up my ass.
Yes. Yeah,
I have all the things.
I do.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah. So sauna. So I'm going to get like, not a humidifier. What's the thing you put in your house?
Like an
air purifier. Like I have to do all the things.
Yeah.
Like just because... Like I'm just toxic.
And your boys are growing,
right?
And we don't want anything to happen to their, especially their private parts,
right?
And just like growing.
So the thing is, like, I'm sure, like, we can all live with whatever like is in our body, but it's like, how much does it affect, you know, the rest of your body? So when someone has migraines, the migraines could be attributed to your toxins that are in your area. When someone develops, you know, some type of cancer or whatever, it could be attributed
to toxins.
To the toxins.
Oh.
When you have, you know, just different things going on.
What about
on.
Like the nasty people on social media? Why are they toxic?
Why are they toxic?
Is it because of their neighborhood they're toxic? Because we need to know.
Right. I know.
Yeah, we're going to blame it on
what's
going on.
They need
to
be studied. Right.
Yes.
Like, what's in your body? Because if I'm this toxic, oh my gosh.
All right, so we do have some emails. Y'all have been emailing us. Okay, so I have one from Taja Sambor. Yeah. Greetings, Green Eye Bandits. I probably am like the only listener in Pune, India.
India.
Wow. Who listens
India.
To us? India.
Wow. Listen. Okay, what's her name? She needs to spread the word.
T-A-J-A-A.
Okay, she needs to tell all her friends in India to listen because that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
In India. Okay.
Okay.
All right, India, shout out
so,
to India.
So she says she's probably the only person, but we're giving you some homework, honey.
Yes.
Make sure everybody else.
Spread the word.
Yeah, spread the word. She said halfway across the world that's caught up with all of your episodes.
Awesome.
RHOP and Reasonably Shady Podcast collectively.
Awesome.
We need to send her a sweatshirt or something, a mug. Love this show and the podcast. Rihanna was reportedly paid $9 million for her performance. She gave it to me in Indian.
Rupees.
Yeah. $9 million for her performance for the pre-wedding thing.
Yeah, so we talked about Rihanna performing.
Yeah, and she performed in India.
Yeah.
So she's firsthand information.
Yeah.
For the wedding bash, and the actual wedding is happening July 12, 2024. So why did they have the party? It must have been a pre-party.
Yeah, it's a pre-wedding.
Look, these people are doing it.
Wedding celebration. So, I
Taja,
can she do further research and tell us who the people are?
Who the people are? Okay. So she said it wasn't for the wedding, but the pre-wedding that she was performing for. Just wanted to specify and give y'all the information. Namaste.
Yeah, we need to know who these people are.
Why aren't we invited?
What they do?
I'm available on July 12th.
Who's performing at the wedding?
Okay.
If Rihanna performed at the pre-wedding,
yeah. Beyonce coming. Carter is going to be in India. Okay, so Taja Sambor, Robin and I would like an invitation.
Yes.
We will pay our own way. Just get us there.
Yes.
Because I am available on July 12th, 2024, and so is Robin. So that's her homework.
Good.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
All right, what you got?
Okay, I got one. All right, so this is good advice.
Mm-hmm.
He's following up. This is from Ron B. He says, love the podcast, which is Ellen Robin. Where are you driving that you are cracking windshields weekly? It's not happening.
95.
But, right. Right.
Yes.
All over DC.
Interstate 95.
Maryland, Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yes. Also shocked that neither of your men have educated you on rock chips.
What?
Here is the deal. Next time this inevitably happens,
uh-huh,
immediately call your auto insurance agent. They will do a free repair at your home or job and waive your deductible. saves them money from having to replace an entire windshield.
Just get that shit fixed
before it starts spreading. So the repair involves injecting a fast dry resin into the tiny bullseye chip via a needle.
Wow.
The resin dries clear and hard and prevents a crack. When done.
What's his name?
Ron.
Ron, you might be my boyfriend. Is he married? Because he would have saved me $3,000.
Right, exactly. When done, you can barely see the chip anymore. But the key is getting this done ASAP before dirt and moisture gets into the hole.
And before it spreads.
He said pause.
Yeah.
Now you can educate your men on car glass repair. You're welcome, your pal Ron.
Okay, so Ron, send us another email. Let us know, are you married? Are you gay? Are you straight?
Are you available?
Are you available? Because I want to date you, okay? The end. All right, so this Nicholas poll, it was at the Nicki Minaj concert. Okay, so he said, I have a shady moment from my birthday that includes Robin and Giselle. My name is Nick, and I'm a huge fan. What up, Nick? Of you two, and I subscribe to your Patreon. Okay, yes. He's a Patreoner.
Oh, he is Reasonably Shady Bunch.
Okay. If you ever do a Reasonably Shady event in Richmond, Virginia, let me know.
Okay.
Are we going to Richmond? Carly? Look into Richmond, Carly. Yeah, because it's right down the way.
Yeah, okay. We'll look into Richmond.
Anyway, today's my birthday, April 2nd, so happy belated birthday.
Happy belated, yes. Aries.
Okay. Yeah, that's what you said, a fellow, you're Aries,
yes,
right? So
yes.
Aries goes to what?
Like April 15th, maybe? It starts March 21st, because that's Corey.
Yeah.
I think it goes to like April 15th.
Okay, Aries. And I went to the Nicki Minaj concert in D.C. Mm-hmm. You know, Robin and I were there. I'm also a huge fan of Nicki, and I was so excited to bring the love of my life, my boyfriend, to the concert so that he could experience the greatness of Queen Nicki. Mm. Yes, she is a queen. Needless to say, my boyfriend didn't even look at the stage because he kept looking at Giselle to get her attention at the back of the stadium. So I'm supposed to look at the back of the stadium?
Wait, what?
Where
was he?
I don't know. He is also a huge fan of the two of you, and we even hang Christmas ornaments of the two of you on our tree.
Oh, that's so cute.
I want a Giselle Christmas ornament.
Right. Can you send a picture?
Yeah.
That's really cute.
Yeah, send a picture of the ornament.
I love that.
I kept trying to get him to turn around to enjoy the performance, and he would continue to stare at Giselle. He was more excited to be in the same room with the two of you, Ashley and Charisse, than he was to be in the same room as Nicki and 50 Cent. Giselle, if ever you felt the odd sense that someone was staring at you at the concert, your intuition was correct. I didn't get that sense.
You didn't get that? Okay. You didn't catch him.
My boyfriend is a blonde man with the top knot.
Did you see him?
A blonde? No, I did not see him.
You didn't see him?
You looked in his direction once or twice. Anyway, I'm letting you know that my shady moment is definitely you all distracting my boyfriend from a very expensive and fun concert.
Aww.
Thanks for ruining the experience for us.
Aww.
Ruining the experience?
But by the way, when we were walking, when we walked in and we walked through the stadium, like first of all, like the Nicki's not on, the lights are up, the DJ is playing.
Yeah,
like the crowd
DJ
is
was
pumped.
Amazing, by the way.
Yeah, the DJ was amazing. I think that's Wendy Williams' DJ. He said DJ Boof.
Is that right?
And DJ Boof is the one that was on Wendy Williams' show.
Oh my God.
Have we talked about, have you watched that yet?
I haven't. So let me watch it first before we talk about
it.
Oh
my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so sad. I watched it. Yes.
Yeah, I haven't watched it. I'm gonna watch it. But so we're gonna pause Wendy's story.
Okay.
And so I watch it. Yeah.
So anyway, so DJ Booth is playing or whatever. And the crowd, like the people were so excited to see us walking through.
They were.
So it was really awesome to like feel the love and see you guys. Like y'all were so beautiful and you're pink.
Yes.
And everyone looked so great, but everyone was like really excited to see us.
Yeah.
So it was great to feel that love.
So wait, so you know, at Beyonce's concert, everybody wore silver.
Yeah.
Right? Nicki's concert, everybody wore pink.
Yeah.
But Robin and Ashley and Charisse.
Well, Ashley had like a pink furry thing.
It was rainbow fur.
Yeah.
Whatever. But anyway, where was your pink?
I didn't get the memo. I didn't know that.
Well, it's Nicki's show. It's called Pink Friday. Gag City Tour.
I guess.
We're gagging on the pink.
I didn't know it was like a thing. Like, I just did not know.
Well, let me tell you. So I really, to be honest, I didn't know it was a thing either. But then I told Grace we were going. Grace was like, you better have on your pink.
Really?
And I was like, really? And she was like, yeah, Ma.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know. I had on black.
Yeah. Okay. Black. Yeah, we saw the pictures.
All right, one more. Another email. This is from Keisha Hughes. Keisha says, "Hi Robin. I recently why'd she say it to Robin? Okay, but anyway, it's
the Giselle doesn't exist. The Shady doesn't exist. What's her name? Keisha?
Keisha.
Keisha, you shady for that. Yeah. For leaving me out.
Yeah. She said, "I recently heard something on a radio show that reminded me of a comment you made on your podcast." Uh-huh. My stomach is growling. "You said that sometimes newborns are ugly." Giselle disagrees.
Yes. That's why I'm not in this
I guess
right
so.
Here.
Yeah. No, most oftentimes newborns are ugly. Yes. So she says, "Apparently the radio show called The Burt Show agrees with you."
Ooh.
"In the spirit of March Madness," mm-hmm. "they created the busted baby bracket."
No way.
Yes. They asked it. Oh, my Lord. "They asked people to send in pics of their ugly babies. They've started with 32. They'll be eliminating down to the scary 16, the fugly 4, et cetera, until they crown the champion. Click here to check it out." So I clicked to check it out.
Of course you did.
Oh, my God. The babies are so ugly. We have to share. We're going to share this link on our Reasonably Shady Stories or something. Those babies are ugly. I'm going to show it to you.
Okay.
"They did set some ground rules to keep the contest, and they made me feel better about my babies. If these are ugly, my babies weren't."
Okay.
"They did set some ground rules to keep the contest from becoming a bullying situation."
Yeah.
"For example, the baby had to be 3 months old or less. It can't be a sick NICU baby. It has to be a photo of you or your baby. You can't submit your sister's baby or your friend's baby."
"Oh, I'm going to submit my cousin's sister's baby." <Yes.
laughs> "It's all a hot, tacky mess, which makes it perfect for Reasonably Shady content. The radio hosts concede that they are probably going to hell, but they embrace it." And there's a click here to listen. "For the record, I'm opposed to the contest, but hearing them talk about it gave me a kiki. Cheers to itty bitty babies."
Keep not them. The fugglies.
Listen, I clicked on that link.
Yeah.
Oh my God, those babies were ugly. Like, they were ugly. So the contest has been going on. They're down to two. Oh, yeah. I think the winner, did I say?
How are you the winner of the ugly baby competition?
Yeah.
This is horrible.
Yes. By the time we hear this podcast episode, the winner will be announced.
So we will announce it later. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely hilarious. That is hilarious. But for the record.
Yes.
My babies were beautiful.
I'm sure they were. Listen, when you look at these babies, yes, I'm sure they were beautiful. I would think, yes, my babies were beautiful too.
Okay, anybody with ugly babies, come for Robin. Don't come for me, okay? That is our show for today. We love y'all so much. Don't ever forget to live your life either reasonable or shady.
Or both. Bye.
Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at RobinDixon10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady. Now Robin over here making me cry.
Me too.
I'm sorry.
My whole nose was running. I had no tissue.
Oh, God. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
Scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts,
the medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
Is he breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.